I forgot what I was going to say. So now
Yay.
this is going to be the intro, because
Oh,
the Fast and Furious was in my head. And then I was
right.
going to say something along the lines of like a Too Fast, Too Furious thing. I was like, oh no, wait, we're doing Transformers.
Been Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen.
Two Transformers, Two Fallen, Two
Yep, that's it.
Revenge. Yes, what I put in Discord is the dumbest movie I've ever seen. And I stand by it even now, having finished it. This is the dumbest movie I've ever seen.
It is a lot, and I
That
feel
doesn't mean I don't like it or
no, that's
hate
good.
it. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of stuff in here. And I've had a couple ranch waters because school is out. My
I'm
summer
so happy for you.
is now officially started. So I got some drinks in, I got some tequila in me, and we're here to
Oh.
talk about this unhinged Michael Bay. He's gone. The Transformers was there. It made me also want to watch that movie so much more too. Like as I'm
The
watching
first
this one, I'm
one.
like, yeah, I'm like, can I just watch the first one again?
The first one was so good. Do you remember recently I told you about a YouTuber that I've watched a movie, a guy called Jeremy Johns? I, out of interest today, went on YouTube and was like, I wonder if Jeremy Johns has ever reviewed this. And it turns out that however many years ago that this came out, this was the film that prompted Jeremy Johns to start YouTube because he fucking hated it so much.
Oh man, why
And
did
I
you
was like,
send me it?
wow.
Did you
I was
watch
like,
it?
wow. I didn't watch it. I was like, I'm not
Okay.
going to watch it. I'll watch it
Until
after.
after we record. Okay, good idea. Good idea.
But it
Okay.
was so funny. I watched the first few like the first few seconds, and it's the same background. He has always used a big red background, but he just looks so much younger, and it just hasn't aged well, like some of the language that he's using. You know, like we were saying about the Fast and
Oh
Furious. And I was
no.
like, oh,
Is he
I was
saying
like,
like
okay. He's
mental R word for mentally disabled?
Yes.
Okay,
He said the word, and I noticed that word came up in
Mm.
this film as well. I only
It
noticed it because
did.
of the subtitles.
It
Again,
did come
subtitles
up.
exposes films.
It did come up, and I'm like, oh, we got the R word
Yeah.
in there.
And then so he yeah, his I he's changed a lot too, as we were saying about the Fast and the Furious. We see these words dropping in every now and then and shows progress in our society, thankfully. But yeah, I just thought it was funny that this film was what prompted his entire YouTube career.
That is funny. Yeah, it's and we'll get to the end because like I said, a lot of times by the time we talk through it and I hear from you and we kind of do it, I don't change. But this, like I said, this movie, it's a dumb fucking movie. And it makes Transformers look like fucking Paul Thomas Anderson. Like a fucking big brain, like Kubrick type thriller or something like that. And this, yeah, he is Michael Bay is off the leash and he's off of it. Whatever was left, Transformers went into his head. I did see that he wanted to direct Pain and Gain between Transformers 1 and 2, but he called this his baby and didn't want anybody else touching it. And it's like, oh man, he had full control with this.
I think this also was a victim of the Writers Guild of America
That's
strike,
right, of the rushed.
2007-8.
Very poignant because, like, right now, they're going
Right
through one
now,
again.
yeah, exactly. So we're going to be getting a lot more of Revenge of the Fallen style films in the next couple of years, guys. Look forward to
I
that.
did see a lot, though, about, and this was on the TV angle of what I saw. They were much more prepared for this one because
Right.
of what happened during that one.
Good.
Is this one they knew, hey, this is going to happen. We need to get this in order, blah, 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 to where it's either they get it done before, or
Or
they
they're,
set it up before, or
yes.
it's set up now to where it's kind of can take it on its own, you know, because that's what I saw with I don't think it was necessarily House of the Dragon, which is going on right now. They're shooting
Yes,
it, but
The
there's no
Last of Us is
writers.
delayed.
Yep, they got delayed because it didn't start. But the ones in the middle, and they talk about how, okay, showrunner is a writer and a producer, like they're the head writer, whether it says that or not. That's how it works. And so, are they doing the producing stuff? Because I saw a thing where Ryan Condal was on set, and people were like, oh, scab, scab, and it's like, I don't know how that works. That's up for them to do. But as long as he's not writing or doing anything with that part, if he's doing it from the executive producing angle, I get it can be a little sketchy.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that, but that's a good point. It's weird when there's like they've got the double roles, isn't it? Because like, do they just fully stand with the writer's side, or do they carry on?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And that's kind of, I think a lot of people don't, they see showrunner and because it's executive producer, they don't get that not only are they a writer, they're the head writer. Like they're in charge of the writer's room. It's everything outside of there. But we have a lot to get to in this movie because there's a lot that happened. But real quick, we got a little logo designed.
Yeah, it's so cute. I'm really happy with how it came out. We got fellow streamer, content creator Liz to design it for us. She's also been a guest on the show before. Yeah, she talked about some Skellige quests in Witcher, which seems like a lifetime ago. But yeah, we're hoping to get it made on some merch and stuff, which I think is going to be really cute.
Yep, so that'll be out. We'll probably put it as, you know, like the logo and some things in that, like on the social media, whatnot. We'll definitely put it in the Discord. It's got little Robin. It's got actually a big Robin and a big fox.
Big Robin, yeah.
You,
especially
you grew up.
If they were to be side by side, the proportions would be all off.
That Robin wants to be a hawk.
Yeah, we love that. Big, or, ambitious Robin.
Or that fox wants to be little.
Oh, that would be cuter.
There you go. It's half full, half empty.
A wee
kind
fox.
Of thing. The wee fox. But yeah. This movie is 2.5 hours. We're talking about Revenge of the Fallen, 2009, directed by Sir Michael Bay. And let's get going because we got a lot of notes. And like I said, the tequila is going to get me boiling.
Yeah, so I was saying to Brett before we started recording, my notes start off pretty well written and concise and well thought out. And just towards the end, it's just me writing lines, trying to keep up with what's happening on the screen because I hate having to pause the film to write a line. So I'm just trying to write as I go. It gets unhinged towards the end. So if I trip over my words, I apologize. But yeah, you're right. It's 2009, which is only 2 years after the release of the first one, which feels kind of rushed for such a big film. But that's, you know, that's another story. But we open in 17,000 BC, where we discover that these two worlds have actually met before Transformers 1, and a group of humans stumble upon some Transformers building a large machine in the desert. And that's kind of all we see on that side of things for now.
This is bookended the same way like the first one with an Optimus Prime monologue.
Yep.
And this Earth and talks about a primitive race. It could be violent like us, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, motherfucker, I know what Earth is. Everybody watching this movie knows what Earth is. You don't have to tell us what
Stop
the fuck
explaining.
Earth is. Stop explaining it. And no, a race just like ours, violent but compassion or something like that. I'm like, you are fucking monstrous robots. We are nothing alike. You're 20 story fucking monsters.
Do you guys have the saying in America where you don't teach your granny how to suck eggs?
No, but that's The Witcher. That's from The Witcher.
Oh, is
I
it?
Tell
in The
Nan
Witcher?
To suck eggs. Yeah, Lambert.
Don't
Lambert
teach your
says
granny
it.
How
Oh,
to suck
Angouliam
eggs.
says it in the book. Yeah, go teach grandma how to suck eggs.
I
Tell
love
your
that
grandma
saying.
how to suck eggs. Yeah.
Yeah, Optimus Prime, you don't need to tell us about Earth. Okay, we got it. But in the present day, in Shanghai, a major toxic spill causes the city to evacuate. This is 2 years after the events of Transformers 1. And Optimus Prime and the Autobots are now working together with this brand new top secret military organization called NEST, which is Non-Biological Extraterrestrial Species Treaty. And their mission is to hunt out and eliminate the remaining Decepticons on Earth.
All right, I got the questions just started rolling down here. It's okay, so they've just covered it up. All those fucking robots destroying Los Angeles when camera phones were available, when 24-hour news is available, and they were able to cover that up. Okay, get the fuck out of here, movie. Like, I can only suspend my disbelief so much, but
it's insane. Yeah.
Now you've got this NEST group, and I saw a British flag on one of these people, and obviously Josh Duhamel is there, and he's back looking exactly the same in the exact same uniform and everything. So we're to believe in this. This might be the most unbelievable thing in the whole fucking movie. So we're going to believe that China just allows British and American fucking secret service and soldiers in to just waylay this fucking city. They're like, oh no, we're cool. We're going to be involved in this. Yet no. That's not how China operates at all.
And they say, Optimus mentions later on that they have found Decepticons on every continent of the Earth, or six continents of the Earth they found Decepticons on. So it's happening all over the place. The Americans and the British are just storming in.
They're just,
and
yes,
tearing shit up with this big bunch of robots.
Yeah, and doing it in the Middle East and doing it in all those countries, okay, fine. Not fucking China. Unless somehow in the previous 2 years, they did a coup in China, and it's no longer a socialist country and a communist government, a communist party running it. Unless that's changed, I don't think it's going to happen. But remember the first one, they were one of the ones that could have been behind it.
Oh
Them, North
yeah, they were
Korea.
pointing the finger towards them.
I was probably going to say this a lot. You remember how simple that first movie was?
That's exactly what I was gonna
And
say.
oh
Like the
my
beauty of the
God,
first
it's
film is the
so
simple story.
easy. It's simple. There is like genuine, there's actual heart in that
Yeah.
movie. There really is. And I don't know if it was, I don't know. This was just, this movie is sequel gone mad. Bloated sequel that so many do. I know I mentioned before, like The Mummy Returns is another one that did it. The Zorro, Legend of Zorro, whatever the mask, whatever the second one was. I don't know. Of where
Yeah.
it's like, and it's Michael Bay's bigger and it goes big quick. Cause what the Autobots didn't show up like in the first movie to like an hour, was it, or 50 some odd
Yeah,
minutes?
yeah.
They are just from the get go here. We are waylaying fucking cities. I got in here. Holy shit, a million Chinese die because they're
Yeah.
just destroying fucking Shanghai.
The whole city gets completely fucked up. Yeah, I wrote here that Lennox tells his team to keep it tight as they don't want this one getting out to the news. But the Decepticons literally tear through busy streets of traffic. There's no fucking way this is being kept
In
under
one of
wraps.
the most populous cities in the literal world. I'm actually going to Google right now, like what it is. It is
Population of
the literal
Shanghai.
third most populous country in the, sorry, third most populous city in the world.
Yeah.
And
There's not a hope you're keeping this one under wraps,
you're going to
Lennox.
keep this under wraps. Good God. But we do
Yeah.
see the RC twins here. We get
We
that.
do.
And
Yeah.
because
So
of,
after. Sorry, go
I
on.
was going to say, because of Discord that we I know that that's the hot pink robot.
It is the hot pink robot. I actually think it might be. RC might be. All three of them. Because there's a pink
It
one and a
said
blue
twins
one.
though.
Okay, so there's a pink one and a blue one, which are both like motorbikes and they stand up on one wheel, you know?
Yeah, and
And I
it's like a
think that is,
hologram.
I don't know if that's collectively RC.
Was that to show us that they're female? The
I don't
hologram of the
know.
women? Because I looked at them, I'm like,
Oh,
oh,
yeah.
the holograms. I was like, what am I looking at here? What is this? No, it says the RC twins. And yeah, I kind of assumed there were two of them, but I think I only remember the pink one.
So it might mean the twins Skids and Mudflap. Might mean those twins.
Okay, maybe that's it.
Yeah. So after sending out the message at the end of the first Transformers,
Oh no, it
the
says right
Autobots
here.
have got a lot of new
It
newcomers.
says right here, the RC sisters or RC twins
Oh,
are.
they're sisters. Okay,
But it
yeah,
says,
cool.
hold up, but it also says, God damn it,
I
fandom
thought there was
load.
maybe three.
It says a small group of Autobots. So if this piece of shit would fuck. Okay, I'm done. It's not
There's
loading.
quite a lot. There's
Okay.
quite a lot of new Autobots. We mainly see in Shanghai, we see RC, we see Sideswipe, and then we see the twins who are currently the ice cream truck, which is Skids and Mudflap.
Oh,
There's
man.
loads. There's actually a few other ones. There's that Jolt one that just randomly appears at the end.
I don't know. I only know RC because it's the pink one. I don't know who Sideswipe is, and I only know Skids and Mudflap because holy shit, how could you not notice them?
Yeah, exactly.
Unlike it is so much worse than. I don't think I only saw this movie when it came out. I remembered almost nothing about this movie, but
Yeah, same.
I thought those two because I remember we talked in the last episode that Skids and Mudflap were the ones that are obviously doing a Black American sounding
Yeah.
thing. I think it's the nicest way to put it. And I thought they were Decepticons. I thought they were bad.
No. They're
Yeah,
new
no.
Autobots,
They're
yeah.
Autobots. I mean, there's nothing to say about them. This is what happens when you don't have any black people in a writing room or on an executive board, is this just gets out there because all these rich white motherfuckers are probably like, yeah, this is how black people talk. They'll be black. They'll be cool. You know, the
Yeah.
hip. This will be good in the hood. They will like Skids and Mudflap. And it just. I wanted to beat the shit out of these robots.
They're just the worst as
So
well. They're
bad.
annoying and like, yeah.
And we got teased at the end when one of those motherfuckers should have been eaten. And he got eaten. I cheered. I literally cheered, like, holy shit, they
Yay!
actually did it. And then he didn't. So fuck that.
You ain't me eating me.
Oh my God. And then the other, we'll get, oh God.
Yeah. There was a few good things I liked about the Shanghai scene. For example, the Nest music, which is Steve Jablonski collab with Linkin Park.
In the credits.
Fucking cool.
Yeah.
And this plays as Ironhide gives us our first big transform of the movie. Love that. Ironhide's my favorite, so I love this part of the film. And My second favorite part is when Air Support calls in Big
Oh
Buddha
my.
to the scene to take out the bad guy, and he drops in, it just plays his music, and I was just like, whoa.
And Big Buddha is who?
It's our boy Optimus
It's
Prime.
Optimus with like four parachutes, and it's
Yeah.
just this robotic monster. Does he really need fucking parachutes? Like
Ridiculous.
he's been outfitted there, and yes, like you said, to take out the big bad guy, and get my first, my actually my second holy shit moment after all those Chinese littering the street and their with their corpses. Is he straight executes that robot? He blows a fucking
Yeah.
hole in his head.
Yeah, he
I'm like,
does.
whoa, we are taking it up a notch here.
He says, "We've got any last words?" I think it's this one is called Demolisher, and they're left with the warning, "The fallen shall rise again," and we get the quip, "That doesn't sound good."
Oh, Tyrese over here.
Before, yes, you're right, he executes him, and that's the end of our story
Blows
in
his
Shanghai.
fucking hole in his head. I was like, God damn. There's a lot of cussing in this movie too. And there's an F-bomb. Did you catch that?
I did, yes, it's
Meg
in my
Megan
notes
Fox
later
got it.
on. Megan Fox gets to drop the F-bomb.
It's like a slow-mo F-bomb. There was so much more cussing in this movie. It's horny for everyone's humping something. I don't know. It's really this movie is it that's the word of the fucking podcast is unhinged. Because it's
Yeah.
unhinged me watching it. But yeah, we're about to get. Yeah, let's just get to these fucking parents.
Yeah, well, speaking of humping, back home in the USA, the Witwickies have got a new dog, Frankie, which seems to just be solely for Mojo to hump.
Yeah, they
And that's it
Mojo's
for
not in
me.
this very much.
Sadly, but
Yeah.
his wee cast is off now.
Yeah, he's okay.
Yeah, and Sam's parents are preparing for moving him out to college, and dad is excited, but mom is beside herself. And I must say, this was very similar to when I moved away to
Was it
university. My mother,
really?
well, it was obviously it wasn't, my parents weren't together, but my mom was just beside herself, like couldn't
Oh.
cope, but it was so sad.
Wow.
Because obviously I was moving to, England, and she had to get the bus home, and she was beside herself crying, and I was just like, "Mom, you're embarrassing me in front of my new friends."
That's funny. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, she was just all sad because I was going away. Only 18, it is young when you think back to how young you are when you're 18. Now you think you're dead old, but
I think it's just so common. Like I guess there because it's kind of another country, you
yeah, it's
know? I mean,
over water, I guess, which is the big thing.
yeah, and you're all the same country, but kind of not really like
Yeah.
a united one. But it's still, I don't know. Yeah, because I went to school right around here. Like I went to a community college right
Yeah.
here, and then ended up going literally in the city of where I live. So I never really had that.
I just remember it so clearly. And then the way she was trying to get excited for him and then would just burst into tears again. It was so similar to my mom's last day with me when she moved me over. But dad tries to give Sam the talk and says maybe he should be single for university. But Sam comes back with, "Dad, me and Michaela discovered an alien race together. Like, we're legit." And he gives him some stick, being like, "Oh, yeah, how long are you going to keep saying that for?"
Like, how are you going to hold on to that? And I'm like, that's something you play forever because they
Yeah, it's a
put
big deal.
statues up. But he's also the first Witwicky to go to college. What the fuck does this dad do to live in a mansion? Is he a organized crime? Is he a smuggler? Like, they're
Yeah.
living in a fucking mansion in Southern California. Like,
What is
what?
his job? Yeah,
And
it's
then
never actually talked about, is
the
it?
grandfather who was a arche or an explorer and archaeologist. Normal people didn't do that 100 years ago. Motherfucker, you were
Nope.
coming from a noble family or some kind of rich, wealthy American family. Then you ain't dropping out of
Nobody.
college. Fuck out of here, Witwickies.
Michaela, we see Michaela for the first time straddling her motorbike and gives Sam a call and tries to break up with him because she doesn't fancy doing this long distance thing. But he buys her a webcam, which is a big deal back then, having a webcam, and
Cisco.
yeah, and makes her a cute box of souvenirs from their traumatic experience, which is kind of weird, but kind of cute, I guess.
No, it's weird. It's weird. According to Megan Fox, Michael Bay used multiple cameras in some scenes to film her front and behind. I'm bent over airbrushing the bike and I'm wearing these really short shorts. I thought I was performing the scene with my camera, with the camera on my face, but he had multiple cameras going that were on a dolly sliding in and out from behind me. My dialogue isn't even on camera.
Jesus.
She and yeah, I know we talked about it before. She was so her character was she was probably wronged clearly by everything there. Michael Bay's weirdo and all that shit, blah blah blah. But her character was so wronged in this movie. She did so much and was an actual integral part of the first one,
Yeah.
and she is here literally for her ass.
Yeah. And she's just wasted because she's got like, they gave her like a cool enough little background where she could have been really helpful
Yeah, like her dad, they
and
talked in the
stepped
first
up.
one about the
Yeah.
dad being in prison. Now the dad is out, and for some reason, fucking Sam decides to go to college across the country. I saw that it was filmed at Penn and Princeton, which are both Ivy League. They don't say the names because I saw the mother's antics were not representative of those universities, so they didn't want their name, but
Yeah.
that's where they filmed them. But it's just like, dude, you found this girl who you love, who you went through this traumatic thing. You're now attached emotionally. She's 17 leagues out of yours.
Yeah.
And Megan Fox in this movie, especially, just is on a whole other level of attractiveness. Like, she's not,
Yeah,
she's,
it's only
it's,
been 2 years and I don't understand how she's changed so
but it's like,
much.
but it's not even like conventional attractiveness. Like, she's just so, like, almost otherworldly. Not in a creepy way, but just almost in a look of it. Just she doesn't look like anybody else. I
No,
don't know.
and she looks so different from the first one. It's like in the first one she looked really young.
I think
I don't
that's,
know if she
yeah.
had a bit of surgery. I feel like she might have had a nose job or something, but she looks really different.
Maybe.
But yeah,
They were
I
high
was
schoolers, you know. You didn't want them
true.
looking
Yeah,
too old.
I was f this is when my Megan Fox obsession became
Oh,
a
was
real
it?
issue. Yeah, like I after seeing this film dyed my hair dark brown
Hey now.
and was so obsessed with I had the outfits that she wore in this film. And I was just like, I wore white jeans and I was like, nah, it's not working. It doesn't work for me, but I love her and I've always been a Megan Fox stan and I will be for the rest of time.
Yeah, it really sucks that she's gone, that she said working for Michael Bay was like Hitler.
I fully respect that. But
Look,
I'm sad it made her go.
just don't. Don't
Yeah.
say like Hitler. Just say he's a tyrant. Say he's an
Yeah.
asshole, but just don't say Hitler. Like,
They
don't.
obviously made their amends because she came back for Teenage Mutant Ninja
Oh,
Turtles,
she
which he
did. You're
produced. So
right.
they've obviously made up since then.
You're right. She did. Well, good for that. I think, and like I said, I think a big thing of that was like Spielberg also. She's just like, hey, we can't be
Yeah.
having that shit. Which, yeah, it like, I don't know if we're gonna do the third one. I kind of want to do the third one, but the fact that
Yeah.
she's not in it, I'm just like, maybe not.
Yeah, and we've got like, as you know, I feel bad talking ill of Rosie Huntington-Whiteley because I love her as well. But the British accent in these films is so jarring.
Yeah. And
It
she's
just
not an
sounds so out
actor.
of place. She's
She's not an
not,
actor. She
she's a
literally.
wonderful model.
That was the only movie she did that movie, and then I looked up her IMDb. That was the first movie she did,
She's
and
like Mad Max or something, didn't she?
she did one other thing, and it wasn't in like a featured role.
No.
Yeah.
So I think she did an okay job, but I just, there's something about the British accent in
Yeah.
films that are very American
This is
that just,
American.
there's a British guy that shows up in the end of this one. I was like, oh, like I've written
Oh,
about him in my notes
yeah.
so many times. I'm like, where the fuck did you come from?
Because to show that this nest is multinational. And
Yeah.
like you put a fucking British person, okay, how about not doing the closest thing to America?
Right, back to this cute box of souvenirs. Sam finds his old shirt from D-Day, and inside it is a small splinter from the cube. Uh-oh. The splinter burns through the house and activates several kitchen appliances who attack Sam and destroy the house and the garden again. Poor dad works so hard on this garden, it keeps getting destroyed by Decepticons.
We're just the action just nonstop.
It's nonsense
It's
as
just
well. It's
nonstop.
so
It's
funny. There's like the Hoover, the trash compactor all just come to life as mini Decepticons, and Sam has to call for Bumblebee.
Did you notice the waffle iron on the mom's head?
No.
Okay, there's a waffle iron on her head that's just a waffle iron. And in the trivia, it says, it was too expensive to animate. And it's like that's where they drew the line in this movie that probably costs like $250 million that has all of that. That is where you draw the line. You have all those other little monsters running around, but
But
the
not the
waffle
waffle
iron on the
iron.
mom's head, it's just a normal
That's
fucking
class.
waffle iron. And it looks so stupid.
That's
That's
so funny. I
like.
never noticed because I always remember she runs out holding something over her head, but I never knew what it was.
Yeah, I looked at it and I'm like, oh, that thing's like, is it gonna bite her? And then she just throws it off and it's just regular fucking waffle iron.
So weird. But after saving the day, Sam gets mad at Bumblebee for some reason. I don't really understand why. He's like, get back in the garage. Yeah. And it's like, he just saved your ass from all these mini Decepticons. But okay. Bumblebee correctly calls him an asshole and stomps back into the
Well, it's
garage or
because for
garage.
some reason these are still under wraps that people don't know these exist, and it's just so stupid.
It's insanity. But yeah, Sam says that he won't be taking B to college and that B should go off and live with the rest of the Autobots. The Guardian thing is done now, and Sam just wants to be normal.
And he pouts, pouting
He
Bumblebee.
does. He's very sad and he wants to go to college. He goes, I'm so excited. And then does a little
Oh, and
sad noise.
his voice is messed up now again. Like what? What?
Yeah,
It
Sam
was
says he's playing
fine.
it up, but we'll see. Sam and Michaela say their goodbyes, but Sam won't say the L word. Michaela, this seems to be Michaela's driving force in the film to, pressure Sam into saying that he loves her.
These women just have to hear the, like, that's her, you're right. That's her arc in this movie. In the first one, it was literally about just it was she was involved, and then
Yeah.
hey, if I'm doing this, it'll get my dad out for whatever reason. Like, she was there, she had something to do, she did something in the final battle, and then they're like, what can we give a woman? Oh, she just wants to, her boyfriend to say the L word. It's like, god
That's
damn it.
literally it. Yeah. But Sam gives her the splinter of the cube to keep safe. For some reason, he deems it to be something dangerous. So he's like, I'll give it to my most beloved. And the
This is so
Decepticons
dangerous. I
over
don't
here
want it. You take
give it to
it.
her. The Decepticons overhear this and are told to pursue her and retrieve the splinter. I'm saying splinter because I remember when the first few times I watched this film years ago, there was the shard, which is the one that was from Optimus Prime, and then there was the splinter, and I was like, are they the same thing or are they a different thing? But they're two different things,
Is that what they
two
call
different
this? The
parts.
splinter?
Yeah, I think,
Oh.
or the sliver or something, but I can't say the word
Sliver.
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 Sliver. And every time I
Sliver.
typed sliver, Google Documents said, do you mean silver? I was like, no, I don't.
Sliver, an amazing 90s movie. Really
Oh yeah.
creepy. Yeah,
Oh, I
Sliver.
don't like the sound of
Ron.
it.
I can't remember his name. Ron. I don't remember. Weird fucking movie, though.
But next, we head to the NES Classified Operations headquarters in Diego Garcia. And this guy called Director Galloway shows up with a presidential order from Obama after the mess in Shanghai.
So they're just, all right, the W was in the first one, and now Obama's here.
They're just name dropping Obama. They're
He's
saying, this is
canon.
from
Yeah,
Obama.
presidential. So now it's, this is what Obama did.
Yeah, so they debrief with the Autobots and Lennox about what happened in Shanghai. Lennox gives us the most amazing eye roll when introducing Galloway. But basically, Optimus believes that the Decepticons are searching for something because they keep finding them on all these different continents of the world. We get a Transformers 1 recap for anybody who didn't watch that for some reason. And the Decepticon Soundwave happens to be listening in on all of this. So we get the information on the location of Megatron and the remaining Allspark shard. Galloway thinks that the Decepticons are only here to hunt Autobots, so he thinks they should all leave. And Optimus rightly says, what if we leave and you're wrong?
Yeah, so right out of the gate, suit bad, government bad. Like, we did that in the
Yeah.
first one. Anybody from the government, and this guy comes in, rah, 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 shaking his papers around like a fucking 80s dean, killing all the fun. I do have, and this would be my line of the movie, Tyrese, existential philosopher, masters in divinity, Tyrese, is looking up again at this 20-story mutant monster. Because if God made us in his image, who made him?
Yeah, I like that too.
And it's like, bro, these fucking car robot aliens just came from outer space. Yeah, there's no God. There's no cre
No.
your Christianity and your God is non-existent as soon as these fucking
Alien
attacking
robots show up.
alien robots show up.
Yeah, great line. Great line.
It is, but I'm like, it's weird that he dropped it out of there. I was like, whoa, what is this, a thinking man's Transformers?
I love then there's a little moment between Tyrese and Optimus Prime where Tyrese is like, yeah, we're, they're trying to show that they're all mates now, and Optimus is like, easy, friend, easy.
Oh, because he, again, he's at the very bottom and everyone's kind of
Yeah,
at
he's
the
at his
top,
foot.
and he says something, and the guy's like, Hey, we don't pay you to talk, soldier. And it's like,
Yes.
Tyrese, exactly. Like, you got your captain up here and you got Optimus right there. Don't talk from down there. And yeah, he said, did he call him an asshole or he called him
I think what
something?
he says, he
Oh,
says,
don't
we
tempt
pay you to
me.
shoot,
Don't
not
tempt
talk.
me.
And he goes,
Yeah.
don't tempt me. Optimus, easy, friend.
Easy,
Easy.
friend. As if, again, this huge thing to this tiny little insect. Easy. Just calm down there, buddy. Don't do anything rash.
So, back at college, mom and dad drop Sam off at his new college where we meet his new roommate, Leo, who is a techie who runs this alien conspiracy website, therealeffingdeal.com. They share videos of alien sightings online, just like the alien robots they saw in LA 2 years ago that everyone covered up, man. And Sam goes, nah, it's all fake. It's all fake.
This is wish.com Alex Jones right here. InfoWars. Do you know who that is?
No.
Okay, you don't need to.
Okay.
This is what he's the biggest guy that does this. He got in trouble for like the Sandy Hook elementary school killings.
Oh,
The guy went in
okay.
there. He's the one who said it was a false flag, got sued, owes I don't even know how much fucking money because of that. Absolute piece of shit. Unfortunately from Texas. He's
Oh, dear.
operates out of Austin. But yeah, this right here. This character is just the cavalcade of annoying characters. He's here. I don't know if him or the parents, but just there's oh, the parents. Oh, the parents.
It's
I'm just waiting. I'm lying in wait. Ow, Leo also, I think he said he looked up him. He looked up Sam too. And
yeah.
he's running this thing out of here trying to make some money. So yeah, capitalism, blah, blah, blah. He goes, I'm poor, you're poor. Sam is again like he calls Sam poor and it's like what the fuck, man? And then the dad's like, yeah, $40,000 for college. And it's like, okay,
She's like, oh, cheapo.
you cheapo. And it's just, are you paying this $40,000? Are you doing what actual poor people do is and get student loans that you'll never be
Yeah.
able to pay back? Just I don't know.
It sounds like they're paying for it.
It is, and I'm hung up on that they're calling him poor. And like I
Yeah,
said,
that's weird. Actually, I never
Sam's
noticed
room is bigger than any poor person's home or
that.
apartment.
Yeah. But Leo mentions his main competitor and he's getting annoyed at Robo Warrior because he gets a video up before him. And that's, irrelevant until later on in the film. But
I did not catch the Robo Warrior here. I didn't.
No,
I
that's when he
was
first
so
mentions it.
there was so much, and this movie again is. What's it called? Sensory overload to this. There's
Yes.
so much shit happening. They go in this apartment, and I'm like, oh, it's like our dorm. I'm like, oh, it's like a normal dorm. Oh no, they go around the corner, and there's a fucking little command center back there. I got
Yeah.
super distracted by the Mountain Dew machine. They got another one. They just have a Mountain Dew vending machine in their dorm. He's got employees. There was so much shit happening that I was trying to pay attention to. I did not get that at all. That there
The
was a
Robo
competitor.
Warrior
No.
reference. Yeah, that's their competitor. And apparently, Robo Warrior knows all the details of all the aliens. But yeah, we'll come back to Robo Warrior later. Mom shows back up. She's got some weed brownies,
No,
which
she
she
doesn't. No, she doesn't. No, she
unknowingly
doesn't.
eats weed
No,
brownies.
no. This is not what marijuana does. This is not what weed does. These again are those crusty old execs that are
Yeah.
like, oh, they've got some reefer. They got a marijuana brownie. Let's have her go. This is not weed does not oh, anyway.
No, I don't know anybody that takes any kind of weed and
And then
then runs around and starts
tackles
tackling
people.
people and starts screaming about my son's car is actually a talking robot.
Yeah, I'm like, no, this is a fucking coke brownie or something. Fucking meth
For
brownie.
sure.
All right, but she, this line, I could not believe my ears, what I was hearing. She's out there yelling, hey, my son Sam up there, he's blah, blah, blah. He recently had his cherry popped,
Yeah.
and I was in the house. I heard it. He didn't know that I was in there. Bro, what the fuck?
So
I
unhinged.
had to like pause it and be, is that in there? Like, am I like
Yeah.
pinching myself? Is that a fucking dream I'm having?
It's in the
What the f
subtitles.
what? Like, what? Who was, why is that in any way endearing that your mom is out there talking about her son's, first off, cherry popped? What the
Oh,
fuck?
so grim.
That is such an old ass term. There's nobody says that shit anymore. I'm positive because I would have heard that shit at
Yeah,
school. Like,
yeah.
young kids, nobody says that. And then you heard it because you were in the house. He didn't know you were in the house.
Oh,
Are you
it's so
listening?
creepy.
Like, anybody who can say that can be like, oh my God, I'm running out of the fucking house. I'm jumping through a goddamn window to get as
Yeah.
far away from this as possible. And what I'm gathering from here is she just fucking set up shop and was
Yeah.
listening.
What did she say in the first film?
Oh,
Sam's happy
Sam's
time.
happy time. Yeah, she talked about.
Special alone time.
Is I don't that's I've said my piece.
Yeah, I mean, that's all that really happens at college for now. Back in Diego Garcia, a big cat type looking Decepticon heads there to retrieve the remaining shard of the Allspark, and it sends these kind of magnetic marble looking things down what I can imagine is like an air vent or something. And apparently they're called Insecticons, and these guys bind together to make this horrible, sharp looking creature. Which eventually escapes along with the cat with the shard.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't know how many times I heard it before I realized Diego Garcia was not a person. That
No.
Diego Garcia is an island in the
It is,
Indian
yeah.
Ocean.
Does sound like a nice name, though, doesn't
Well, they
it?
said it earlier, and I was just, I
Could be an
looked at it.
actor.
They said it later that Diego Garcia, I'm like, oh shit, did I fucking miss somebody? Did they introduce someone? And then it was like, oh, that's the island? Yeah, militarized atoll, a British
Yes.
overseas militarized atoll.
Oh, so it's a real place?
Yeah, it is. This Decepticon cat is badass.
Yeah, it's
I'm
fucking
loving
cool
it.
with the rockets it has on the top. It's
It
so
is, and it
cool.
gets ripped apart later, but it's
It
really fucking
does.
cool while it lasts.
Yeah, it's a good one. But back at uni, or sorry, college, Sam and his new roomies are heading out to their first frat party, but Sam can't stay long because he has his first webcam date with Michaela. He starts to hallucinate and he's
The
seeing these
webcam date.
strange symbols, and he starts painting them onto the table with cake. And this hot college girl, Alice, approaches him, and she lays it on pretty thick whilst Nickelback is playing in the background. And then we hear someone shouting, "Hey! Who drove that yellow Camaro?"
All right, have you ever been to a party, a college party, I should say, where there was a sheet cake?
No, I don't think so.
Because that's all I got out of it. It's like, oh, they're at this
Who
party again.
has cake?
They're at Penn or Princeton, so it looks like they're in, 1880s building or 1780s building in that sense. And then I just see this cake, and I'm surprised nobody went up there and beat his ass for ruining that cake. Like, if I'm there
Yeah.
and I see someone just putting their fingers
Smushed his hands in
all in
there.
there, especially some fucking freshman, that dude's getting thrown off the balcony. Like, he's going straight into the goddamn bushes.
Yeah, just like Bumblebee, who has arrived and parked himself right out in the bushes outside. He says, "Houston, we have a problem." Sam gets in the car along with Alice, and B is not happy about this. She's a super freak. He's spraying her with oils, all sorts. But can B tell that she's a robot?
Well, I could have sworn Ironhide earlier mentioned something about smelling the
Smelling them.
Decepticons in Shanghai. Oh my God, it's almost like this shit doesn't matter. You should be thrown out of the movie for asking questions as a woman. Maybe that's what Megan Fox did one too many times on set.
You're asking too many questions,
And just like in
woman.
Armageddon, when Ben Affleck asked Michael Bay, hey, wouldn't it be easier just to get astronauts to drill than drillers who know how to be astronauts? And he goes, shut the fuck up, Ben. He tells that story on the extras, and it's my funniest fucking thing
So
that he
funny.
just asked Michael Bay. He just goes, shut the fuck up, Ben. My next line of the movie comes up right here, these two bros that come out and start yelling at him. And of course,
Oh,
Sam's got to
so
be back.
funny.
He goes, I'll go get you a tighter shirt. And the guy goes, there isn't a tighter shirt. We
We
checked.
checked
And then they
fist
pound
bump.
and just pounded. I was die. I laughed out loud because, again, the expectations would be, oh, you, well, and, someone like threatened him, like in the first one. Guy goes, there isn't a tighter shirt. We checked. And the other guy just pounded. And it just pounds, and I'm like,
Pounded.
oh, I love these bros. These are good bros.
Yeah.
These are wholesome bros. They're not toxic.
Yeah, they do get a little bit annoyed when he says, "I'm going to stick my foot in your ass," and Sam goes, "What shoe
What
size do you
size? Oh,
have?"
you want to see? Oh, and he's like, okay, we'll go. They have every right to be pissed. The fucking Camaro just drove on their bushes.
Yeah, rightly so. So yeah, B gets rid of Alice, and then he takes Sam to meet up with Optimus and the rest of the Autobots. And now it's like daytime, so I'm confused at the timings here because the party was at night.
Oh, when he, yes, he goes, First off, I have in my notes, Sam is just having a fucking night. Like, he's getting his parents, the frat party, B. And I think I realized one thing that I just didn't like about this movie is Sam is just having a shit time.
Yeah.
Like, there's no wonder, like I said, there's the wonder, it's why I always love the first movies in every single trilogy, every series. I love the first one because there's always that wonder. There's always the introduction to the character, and then we learn everything through him and through their eyes. And here, he is just beaten down by every motherfucker in this movie. He never has an easy time, and it culminates with him literally fucking dying. And
Yeah.
so Shia LaBeouf, who I like, I generally do, like,
Yeah.
but in the first one was like made for him. That role was made for him right there as a high school kid that's kind of fast talking, kind of geeky, blah, blah, blah. In this, he's like a fucking 60-year-old beaten down man. He's
Yeah,
just
and
not
he even says
working.
to Optimus here, he's like, you can't even give me a day. Like, he's just trying to be
Yes.
a normal kid after 2 years of trying to come to terms with what happened in LA or wherever it was.
In his frat
And he...
party, he gets thrown out of his frat party. This woman who he should be like, oh my God, that's kind of awesome. Another fucking model is trying to get in my pants, just like the other one. And then they take him to the cemetery, and I'm like, there's another movie. I can't remember a movie where it was, but this is like where the mafia meets. This is like a mafia thing where it's like, hey, we'll respect the dead. You know, they come here, now I got to fight. We need to have a sit down. And he goes to a fucking cemetery. I'm like, Optimus, why did you abduct Sam like a mafia don would do? Can't I don't know. And he's just standing in the middle of the day in a cemetery. I thought you weren't supposed to be seen. I need another
Is
drink.
funny. I know, you pour another drink. Yeah.
I am.
But Optimus tells Sam about the last shard being stolen by the Decepticons and about the distrust that he's facing with these pesky government bros. And he basically wants Sam to come back and remind the other humans of the trust and bond that they share. But Sam just wants to live a normal life. And Optimus hits him with, fate rarely calls upon us at a moment of our choosing, Sam. And he says, we need you more than you know.
That's a really good line. It
It's a good one.
is. And as my eyes are glossing over, because he starts, anytime these monsters just start giving lore and history and talking about that, I kind of gloss over. And then I hear that line and I'm like, don't do that. Don't put a good line in this movie. Don't make me put down, oh man, this is actually a good line. I don't want to think that. Get that out of here. Put that in the first one, maybe.
It's a good one. And so now the Decepticons have got the Allspark shard. They head down into the ocean to revive Megatron. But I think it's quite cool the way the submarine's keeping a track of them. Five go down, and then it's like six are coming back up, and
Yeah, they're like,
the
uh-oh.
people in submarine panic. Megatron takes out the submarine, which is one of my biggest fears. I don't think I'm ever going to get the opportunity to, but I'm not going in a submarine
I was about to
ever.
say, when would you ever be in a
No, I'm not.
submarine?
Don't want to go in a submarine.
The good thing, I don't know if it's still the case, but I know at some point, I don't think you could have been over 6 feet. I think if you're going to be in a submarine,
Oh.
I think you had to be under 6 feet. And I know there was at one point some ships, you had to be under that height because that's how tall the doors were.
How
And
funny.
I think they didn't want people having to duck and run through.
Yeah.
They wanted people just to be able to go. So as I saw that, I was like, oh no, I can't be
You're
drafted
safe.
into the submarine.
Excuse me. So Megatron immediately flies out to what I assume is the remains of Cybertron, but I'm not entirely sure. He basically meets up with Starscream, who's breeding this army of hatchlings. And it
Okay,
turns
again,
out,
hold up. No,
sorry, go
hold
on.
up.
Go,
No,
go, go, go,
hold up.
go.
Hold up. These fucking hatchlings.
Yeah,
What?
I don't get
What?
it.
Like I literally, like what I'm doing right now, my hands went on my head, and
Yeah.
then first off, Starscream becomes this ultimate like sniveling sidekick here. Yes, master. Anyway, Megatron throws him up against this sack. He opens one up, and this like fucking fetus deformed little robot slides out.
I don't get it. I thought
What is
they came to
happening?
life with the Allspark.
What is happening? I thought that was the whole point of the Allspark, was it was life. Why do you have these fetus
Yeah.
robots that do I had to see on the ground?
And weirdly enough, nothing ever really comes of this. Like, we see a
No.
little bit of the hatchlings later on as well, and he, Starscream mentions they're gonna die, but like, I thought, oh, they're building an army. Oh shit,
I thought it
like
was
we're
some like
gonna
Lord of the
see this.
Rings thing, yeah, where they have
Yeah,
the
we're gonna see this
Uruk-hai.
army, but we don't. I can't, well, maybe it comes up in one of the later films and I just don't remember. But in this film, the hatchlings are pretty much pointless. But it turns out Megatron is not the big bad, and he's actually reporting to this guy called the Fallen.
The Fallen, played or voiced by the great Tony Todd.
Oh, what else does he do?
The Candyman.
Okay.
I think it was in a Final Destination or something. This voice is fucking awesome. He's right up there with like Keith David. If you
Yeah.
look him up, you'll recognize him. Very recognizable guy. But unlike Hugh, we haven't even mentioned that Hugo Weaving is Megatron.
Hugo Weaving.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings,
Ah.
Matrix.
Oh shit, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
fucking Megatron, but you can't even tell because of the modulation. You can
yeah.
tell this is fucking Tony Todd. Because
Tony
you ain't
Todd.
gonna mess that voice up at all. Yeah, I mainly remember him,
Oh, I recognize
Candyman.
him, yeah.
Yeah, he was on a very good episode of Psych that only I will have seen or talk about. But yeah, he's great. Fucking love it. He doesn't do anything. And he's fucking tight. He's not even big. Like, I
The
don't know.
Fallen? No,
Yeah,
he's not that big.
he's like a little
But
spider
then
looking.
neither
I
is
don't know.
Optimus Prime compared to the rest of the Decepticons.
That is true. Megatron's fucking huge.
Megatron's big boy, yeah. But the Fallen basically says that the power of the cube, because they're all looking for the cube. But then they had the shard, then they had the sliver, and now it's been absorbed into Sam's head. So now they just need the boy. And the only thing, their only issue is that Optimus Prime protects the boy, and only a Prime can defeat the Fallen, but Optimus Prime is the last one.
Didn't we do this in the first movie, looking for the shard, looking for the Allspark, and only a Prime can defeat him? That was Megatron 2, right?
Possibly.
I'm pretty sure we did this in the first movie. Did they get lost? Did they get the fucking transcript of the first one mixed in with this one? I'm positive that only a
Possibly.
Prime. I literally just started hitting my keyboard like, we've done
You've
this.
done this already.
God.
Okay, I think this is where my notes start to get a little. Yeah, thank you for correcting that word.
Yeah.
So back in college, Sam is trying his best to be normal, and he attends his first class, and his teacher is Dwight Schrute.
Fucking Rainn Wilson. I hate this guy.
No, you
I don't.
don't.
Yes, I do. I haven't watched The Office. I don't
Okay.
like Rainn Wilson. I don't like Dwight Schrute. And then he's a goddamn creeper and a
He
half
is a
up here.
creep.
Like,
Yeah.
beyond. What are they doing? Why? What is the point of this?
Creepy college tutor.
Tutor? No, he's a professor.
Professor, I mean, yeah,
Yeah,
sorry,
no,
wrong
he's
word.
teaching this class. Apparently, again, it's a lecture hall. I have taken an astronomy class in a lecture hall where there was like 140 people, and there was very little of like what he's doing. It was very so much. It was get in there and you just start fucking talking. You're just right.
Yeah.
There's no fucking questions. You just get in there and do it. I just don't understand. The movie's horny. I get it. The robots are horny. The people are horny. But I just, what? Why? Why? Why?
It was
Why?
bizarre. The Dwight Schrute jump scare was big enough for me, and then he was being a creepy to the girls in the class. And I just thought this is
I mean, he's
bizarre.
almost acting like Dwight Schrute, right?
Dwight Schrute is not in a sexual way creepy at
No,
all.
but like the way he kind of talked, the way he talks and kind of. Does he not? Okay, maybe I don't.
No, Dwight Schrute is a big fucking dork.
I guess that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not in any way sexually
Oh, no.
suggestive or
Yeah.
anything like
No.
that to, you
Not
know,
at
to
all.
random young women. But Sam starts seeing these symbols again, and he blasts through this astronomy book in like 30 seconds, then stands up and claims Einstein is wrong. That's a really cool piece of music, by the way, if anyone's going to listen to the score, Einstein is Wrong is a good one. And he has this mini meltdown before getting thrown out of class.
I tweeted out the GIF of him,
Yeah.
like he's having an epileptic seizure. I don't know. Like
It's
I,
bizarre, bizarre.
it's, but it
And he
is
doesn't
it.
seem to remember what's happening.
No, and this is like pure frenetic Shia LaBeouf. He gets to kind of do this where he's talking so goddamn quick and.
Yeah. I didn't really take the time to listen to all what he says, but he basically is claiming that Einstein is wrong with one of his theories. That's
Yeah,
as far
I
as I
assume
go.
because it's. Theory of relativity is the one everybody knows. Like, but I didn't hear him actually say that, so I don't know what it was either.
But back with Michaela, she's working at the shop and she captures Wheelie the Decepticon as he's trying to steal the splinter from her bag, and she puts him in a box and she gets a flight and makes her way to Sam's college. And there is, you know, when she puts the luggage in the hold and the aircraft people give the classic line of, you know, has anyone given you anything suspicious? Is there anything in your luggage? And she goes, no, of course, as you would. And you just hear Wheelie going, yeah, live bomb, tick, 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 tick. You
Yeah, and
think, wow.
she yeah, I'm like, you gotta muzzle that thing. Like, it's just gonna keep talking. He
Yeah.
what Wheelie, who I have is Joe Pesci bot. He sounds like Joe Pesci.
Yeah,
Don't he kind of doing this Italian kind of thing? I don't know. Like a
it's
little Joe Pesci,
strange.
you amuse me. He also says when they're fighting, you hot, but you ain't too bright. And I'm
Yeah.
thinking, oh, was that a note from Michael Bay to Megan Fox or something that just got slipped into this dialogue?
Yeah, most likely. Really. Yeah, so she keeps him as a pet. I kind of forgot about him, but she keeps him in this box and makes her way to college. Sam heads back to his room and begins painting these symbols all over the walls, including his Bad Boys 2
Which we
poster.
talked about.
We did. We talked about when we did the first one. Is there going to be any more shameless self-promotion from Michael Bay? And there it
It couldn't
was.
have been any more like front and center. As soon as it came up, I slammed it, took a fucking picture of it, and like, yep, there you go.
Good job. I didn't actually see if Michael Bay cameoed in this one.
Oh,
Not that I can
yeah.
remember, but I mean, he's probably in there somewhere.
Well, he died in the first one, right?
Well, he got flicked.
I just assume he did.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's not
He,
showing
he's
that it
he's done with
is.
enough. One cameo is enough for Michael Bay.
Yeah, should be it.
But Hot Girl Alice makes her way to Sam's room and puts the moves on thick again. Michaela walks into Sam's room right as they kiss.
Of course.
Awkward. But then it's revealed that Alice is a Decepticon and she uses her robot tongue to strangle Sam, which
I guess
is.
Bumblebee's, he can't talk, so his other sense of smell was off too.
Yeah. So yeah, they can disguise as humans now, which is never really fully addressed.
Are we going to talk about that tongue?
Ooh, don't like it.
The tongue. Yeah. I have ew probe somewhere in here. Was this at this point?
Yes. They talk about being probed later
Oh,
on.
no, that's Sam. It gets probed later. That's right.
Yeah.
That's what it
So
is.
Sam, Michaela, and Leo is his name Leo?
Yeah, Leo.
Yeah.
Leonardo Ponce de Leon something. I
They
can't remember his
escape
last
through the
name.
library anyway, and Sam and Michaela's little argument is quite funny, where they're hiding and trying to have this hushed argument. She's like, "You didn't need to stick your tongue down her throat," and then they do the silent treatment. All this blah blah blah. It's quite funny. Eagle-eyed viewers will notice Michaela's shoes change several times in
Do
these.
they?
Yeah, she goes from flats to heels to
No
flats to
way.
heels,
Oh,
and then
that's
eventually she just gives
awesome.
up and takes them off.
And she's like barefoot?
Well, she's holding them. She's holding
Oh.
the shoes and running, which is what you would do in real life. If you have heels on, you would take them off and
Yes.
run with them in your
Not in
hand, or maybe
Jurassic
just forget
World.
them.
Not
They run in
Jurassic World.
heels.
Oh, that was. Have you not seen Jurassic World?
I don't think so.
Oh, like the whole thing was Bryce Dallas Howard was in heels, and she
Crazy.
is wearing them the entire movie, running outside, going
Oh
over
my
like a fucking
God.
waterfall. And I'm like, her ankle would have been sprained
Yeah.
17 times within the first fucking 30 minutes. 'Cause she's going, yeah, anyway.
Yeah. Well, Michaela smashes Alice up with the car. She goes, "Kiss this bitch." That's her big
This
moment after she
bitch.
hotwires the car. But they are then taken by the helicopter Decepticon. I can't remember his name. I apologize. And to see Megatron and
Helicopter
Starscream.
Decepticon. It's not the same one from the first. No, that one died. That one got
That
killed.
one died, yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember I years ago when I watched a making of Transformers 2, there's the bit where they're kind of flying around in the car and they're being held up by the helicopter, and Sam like hangs out of the car and Michaela's like, "Hell, grab my hand, grab my hand." And Michael Bay was in the back of that car with them, holding the camera, filming all of this, and like
Really?
have the he then they had someone throwing paper and throwing shit around, and yeah, he was right in there with them.
Damn, that's hands-on directing.
Yeah, he loves the camera, supposedly. But where are we up to now? Oh yeah, here's where he's getting probed.
Yeah.
Sam's put out onto this table, ready to have his brain cut out. They project his memories in this all the symbols out like a little home movie is what he says. And they're literally about to cut his face off, but Optimus and the Autobots show up just in time to save the day. Thank God.
They wouldn't later. They'd be a little late here in a second.
Yeah, so they all escape. Sam goes with Optimus, Leo and Michaela go with B, and this is where we head to the battle in the woods, which is a big, big action scene. In the beginning, it's just Optimus and against all of the Decepticons, and Sam is just told to hide. And oh, it's so sad. Optimus takes out one Decepticon successfully, but then he turns his back on Megatron at the wrong time and gets completely obliterated.
He gets stabbed. Here's another thing, too. The forest battle was filmed on Native American land in New Mexico.
No way.
Again, Michael, you just had to go fucking destroy some Native American land for a fucking forest. Like, there's
It's so
no
weird.
in New
There's so many
Mexico.
forests.
But in New Mexico, they have to go to. Filmmakers were permitted to destroy 12 real trees.
Oh.
In return, they planted 6,000 new ones.
Oh.
Michael Bay says in the director's commentary that being an animal lover, setting off explosives in a real forest was one of the more uncomfortable action scenes for him to direct. But he did it anyway.
Yeah.
He probably killed a bunch of animals and tore down some old Native American trees, but cool. Like, why there of all you're in
Doesn't need to be
California.
there, does it? Yeah.
Goddamn, Michael. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. But I thought Sam's reaction to the death was really like there's a bit where he's hiding behind some trees and you can just see him visibly shake. And I was like, oh, that's what got me,
I
Sam's
mean,
reaction.
yeah, I was sad too. I thought he was dead because I'm a moron, and I thought,
You
oh
thought he
no,
was
they
dead,
no,
dead?
I'm kidding. That's what I'm saying. A
Ha
moron, like what moron is just like, oh, or some fucking little kid maybe to do it
ha
because they do
ha.
the eyes thing again. The eyes go
Yeah, they
blue and they
close.
turn out, and it's just like, oh, he's dead. If they would have
Yes.
kept him dead, I'd have been like, okay, that's legit. It's him and
Yeah.
Sam. If they killed them both, I'd be like, damn, Transformers really
Okay.
going for it.
Yeah. The last Prime is dead in this moment, and the rest of the Autobots show up, and B takes Sam to safety.
They show up right as he fucking dies, too. Like, it
Yeah,
couldn't have been
unfortunate.
any worse
Really
timing.
unfortunate. So Megatron and Starscream regroup at the top of the building, and they have some weird line where they're like, that went well. Megatron's very literal. Like, there's some point where he goes, I'm going to kill you. And he's just, very
Because this is a
literal.
movie for idiots and 4-year-olds, that's what it is. And it's okay to like it. We do like it. But you're right. They're
We
much
like
more.
it.
This is very much more, and you know what? In a way, good for them because there's so much shit going on. How could you possibly be able to pay attention to everything and remember it? Just have these mustache twirling villains be like, yes, we're still the bad guy. We killed the main good guy. And this is this where he kicks, where Starscream gets kicked?
I think so, yeah, because he says to Megatron, okay, we still haven't got the boy though,
Yes.
and Megatron's pissed off.
He's kicking him like he's a fucking lackey, like Ted the Fence got kicked by Johnny Tran
Oh,
in
yeah.
Fast and the Furious. Like he's just getting kicked around. I kept waiting for Starscream to eventually be like, I'm taking too much shit. I'm gonna fucking turn against you. But he doesn't.
Yeah. But this is the moment where Megatron decides, right, we're not hiding anymore. No more disguises. It's time for the world to know our presence. And this is when the Decepticons get their version of the arrival to Earth scene that the Autobots have in the first film. The Decepticons arrive all over the planet, tear shit up. Mom and dad are in France, and they get a phone call saying, where's the boy? And they're then captured by a Decepticon, which I kind of forgot about because so much shit happens in this film. They get captured and then they don't come back until like the very end.
Why are they in this goddamn movie? You know why they were? Because they were actually kind of humorous and entertaining in the first
In the
one. And they're
first
like,
one,
oh,
yeah.
it's one of those things where it's like, oh, you like that? Like spoon fed, and then they just shove it down your fucking throat.
Yeah.
Kind of like that oil that was shoved down Ted the Fence throat
Oh, that's
by Johnny
horrible.
Tran. Okay, there's a Fast and Furious plug for the Patreon. Go check
Yeah,
that out
go
to come
check
in there.
that out.
Yeah. All right, but
If you
what
want
did they do?
unhinged, there
What
you
did they
go.
do? What did they do in New York City?
In New York City, they land on a building and knock down a USA flag.
No, not my
No.
country, not my
I
flag.
just imagine the people in the cinema going,
Just all the people. No.
no,
Oh,
Decepticons
now they hate them.
really bad.
Now they're really bad. Maybe there were some, yeah, some like fucking nationalists or some conservatives that were like, you know what, these Decepticons are not so bad. And then they knocked down the flag, go, because it would be like, hey, they already name dropped Obama. So anybody's going to be
Yeah.
like, hey, maybe they can take out all hell Megatron. Maybe he'll be better than Obama. But then they knock down the flag and it's like, oh no, it's on now.
It's on. Get Lennox back in
Doesn't he just
here.
kick it over too?
Yeah, he just knocks it
Like he doesn't,
over.
like, I take it and do like something, I don't know, like
So
take it, well,
disrespectful.
do something even more like slam it down or look at it and just like,
Yeah.
huh, insect flag. He's just like, thunk, just kicks it over like this fucking thing.
Yeah. And then the Fallen arrives and takes out an aircraft carrier. This is his arrival to Earth.
Jesus, how many people did
Yeah.
that just kill?
That's a rough. They fully take it out. And then this is the point where the Decepticons put out a global message asking for Sam Witwicky to be turned in. And this is the big question: is one life worth the world? And would they stop at one?
What,
Don't
that
know if
one?
I. Well, that way, what?
Like what it
Yeah.
would be? Yeah. All right. So aircraft carrier has as many as 5,000 people.
Oh my God.
Yeah, those are massive.
That's, well, there you go. The Fallen is taken out. That's his body count for the film so far, 5,000. And he's only just arrived.
This is very Dark Knight, Joker. When the Joker broadcasts saying, I'm gonna kill these people unless you tip me Bruce Wayne or unless or Batman,
Yes.
unless I get the identity of Batman. So it's just wow, this came out the year after because Dark Knight was 08.
Oh, how weird.
Yeah, but very much, hey, I'm gonna start killing people unless you give this one up.
Yeah, so Sam kind of goes into hiding, and there's loads of little things dropped in here. But the highest security level since 9/11, Obama's being flown into a bunker. I think that's the
That
last we hear of
leadership.
Obama. I think that's the last we hear of him.
That's bad leadership right there. Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama. Yeah, thanks for the Decepticon invasion, Obama.
Thanks for going to the bunker and coward. Damn, no.
The Autobots regroup at a secret location. We get the first of many Michael Bay classics standing up out of the car shots. We don't get any, and then all of a sudden we get three in one go. And it's all Sam.
They just kept coming. They just kept
Yeah,
coming in. They even
it was
did one in front of
weird.
the deli, didn't they? I
Yes,
swear
that's
they
the
did it in
first
the
one.
deli getting out, and I'm like,
What? That's out
Michael,
of nowhere. It's so
Michael, is there like
weird.
a quota that you
There
have
is, and
to
he must
do
have been
it?
like, shit, we haven't done any yet.
Oh shit, we better
Oh,
get this
God.
deli,
Like,
walking this fucking
go.
Bronx deli here.
So Optimus's remains are brought back to base. And Nest is. No, this is the last time we hear of Obama.
Yeah.
Nest is shut down by Obama.
Shut down
Boo.
presidential order.
Boo. And this is where we get the. Whatever the. Sorry, my best British accent. Whatever the Decepticons are after, this is just the start. I was
Yes.
like, well, who the fuck's this guy?
Hey, British guy, will you call, who's fucking, I'm gonna pay you to talk either. Like,
Why
why
did
are
he
you here?
suddenly get a line?
Yeah, why is a British person talking in my Transformers movie that's
Yeah.
not a Victoria's Secret model?
Exactly. But speaking of her, I have a little theory that I'll speak about when he next says a line.
Okay.
But Sam says that he's going to turn himself in, which I feel like if that was you would consider doing this. But
Yeah.
B and Michaela are like, no way, man, this isn't happening. He suddenly gets the idea. What about these symbols? Maybe we can make sense of them somehow. And they decipher that they need to find an old robot who can read this old language. And Leo says, we need to find Robo Warrior, that guy I mentioned earlier in the film. He knows everything about aliens. Let's go find him.
Okay, if you were to pause the movie right here and ask me, like,
Who is
who is
Robo
this?
Warrior?
I would not have had a fucking clue because I cannot believe my goddamn eyes. John Turturro,
Yeah.
who showed up like an hour and 7 minutes or whatever it was in the last movie, now shows up an hour and 15 minutes.
Yep.
He shows up. Like I said, if there's a word for simultaneously punching my computer and cheering at the same time, this was it because I could not fucking believe he was back. His character is super fucking annoying, but god damn if I'll say this isn't where the movie kind of picks up for me.
Yeah.
It
I
becomes
kind of
an
love how excited he is about it all.
he's excited. His mom calls him that R word.
Yeah. Don't
I
like that.
I'm looking at the subtitles and I saw it before I heard it. I was like, oh no, John
Oh
Turturro, not
no.
you. And then
Yes, him.
the mom said, I'm like, okay, good. At least he didn't say it. He can talk about the mom.
That's
But yeah,
exactly what I thought.
he shows up. It becomes a national treasure movie. I'm like, this is fucking cool. It's like a treasure on here. They're going through all this stuff. I mean, half the shit he's saying, I don't know what the fuck he's saying in there, but I could not believe it. It's an hour and 15 minutes and you're introducing, he is a main character from this moment on, 100%.
Yes. Oh, fully. Yeah,
You
yeah, yeah.
introduce him 75 minutes in.
Yeah. So I couldn't remember his name when I was trying to write these notes out. So I've just written, "Oh my God, it's your man from Sector 7." And
What's his name? Is
he
it Sinclair?
Simmons.
Simmons, that's right.
Yeah, so you're right. Here we go. They go to the butcher shop, they get another standing up Michael Bay shot, and Simmons takes them into his secret lair. And it's revealed the markings are on ancient ruins all over the world, and the Transformers have been here for a very long time.
Did he go through a wormhole? This is below the butcher shop in
Yeah,
like
but
New
it's
York
like
City.
up. It
What the
sounds
f
like it feels like it's up because there's like windows. I don't
Yes, and it's a fucking
understand.
library looking
Yeah.
thing. I don't,
It's
whatever.
bizarre. Bizarre.
There's also specimen in there. He has like them in glass jars.
Yeah.
All right, whatever.
Yeah, the place is a mess. He says that he basically cleared out Sector 7 before it was officially shut down, and he's got these files on a thing called Project Black Knife, which is all about robots in disguise. And they've figured out this language, and Michaela gets her pet Decepticon out of the boot of the car, and he's going to help them now. And he says it's the language of the primes. I'll show you where the primes are, and the closest one is in the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum in Washington.
Really cool place. Anybody around there
Yeah.
should go see it. It's really cool.
It does look really cool. And they sneak in there and they find the old bot. And it's the biggest, coolest plane in there, obviously, the Blackbird. Wheelie describes him as the chairman of the board. And they point the shard and watch the magic happen. And oh shit, it's a
Oh
Decepticon.
no, he's a Seeker. Yeah, he calls him. He's a Seeker. He's a Seeker. He's the chairman here. He knows everything. We went
Yeah.
past an Air France Concorde. They
Oh, really?
discontinued. We also went by the Enola Gay. Did you see that?
No, what is that?
The Enola Gay is the plane that dropped the atomic bomb
No
on
way.
Hiroshima. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, that's there too. So to remind you of that nice thing to get there.
Oh,
But yeah, I just assumed, by the way, because this shows how much I was paying attention. I just assumed because this little Decepticon robot is saying where to go and talking this guy up. I just assumed this was a Decepticon.
yeah, I was confused as to why she was surprised as well. Because
Yeah, because
it's
it's a
like, oh, we're gonna go and
seeker.
find the old primes.
Yeah, they didn't say that. They didn't say it was an old Autobots like all these primes. I guess we were just to assume that they were all.
Yeah. But then I like the thing is, I don't understand. I don't think, let me start again. I don't think I've understood this correctly because Wheelie says, oh, yeah, that's the primes. This is where the closest prime is. And then they find Jetfire. But then later in the film, Jetfire is like amazed by the sight of Optimus Prime. He's like, oh my God, a prime.
He said a living prime. Maybe he
Does
was
he mean
just.
like, yeah, there's still like his descendant or something, maybe?
Yeah, because Jetfire, I don't know how old he's supposed to be. He's supposed to be older than shit. He's got a goddamn cane, by the way. Get
Yeah,
the
he's
fuck
old,
out of here.
old.
Why does he have a cane? Why does a rope. Bro, like just, I don't know, whatever. I can't get over the goddamn cane.
But yeah, he's a proper old timer and he's a Decepticon, rightly so. They get scared of him, but he seems fairly, what's the word? He doesn't want, he's,
Not
yeah,
docile, but
docile. Yeah,
I mean, he's
he's
kind of trying to
chill.
blow
He's
shit
chill.
up. Is
Yeah, he's
he?
trying to get out of there. He's
I
just
think he's
trying to get
just
out.
more in not inept. What's it called? Like neutered, not
Yeah.
as dangerous as he
Yeah.
seems. And he switched sides.
Yeah, so he says he changed sides to the Autobots. It's an intensely personal decision. And Wheelie goes, oh shit, well, I'll do that too then. And then he starts humping Michaela's leg.
If it's an intensely personal decision, then why the fuck is this guy a Decepticon to begin with? I thought it was blue eyes, red eyes.
Maybe he was born as one of those hatchlings
That was
and then
another
just
thing that
decided.
I tossed my proverbial, I did the proverbial jack off motion when it said like, oh, we switch sides, and the guy's like, oh, we can switch. It's like, how, what is hap, what, who, what is, what are the rules? And then he
I
starts humping the leg, and I'm like, this, and I put down again, this movie is horny.
know. Yeah, ridiculous. But This, yeah, the Jetfire scene, I think this is what he's supposed to be like. He's just talking nonsense and they're trying to understand what he's saying. He starts talking about the dagger's tip, the key, and then he says, "Hold on, we're going to Egypt." And
So he's
then they go to
all proper.
Egypt.
He's also too English for my tastes.
Too English,
Too
yes, far
English.
too English.
He
But
needs to
Leo
fucking
thinks they're
turn
in
that.
Vegas.
See, he needs to turn that cane into a fucking cup of tea or whatever British people use as teacup, cozy cup,
Teacup.
saucer. There you go.
Yeah.
Cozy. What's a cozy?
Tea cozy. It's
That to keep
so
it
if you were
warm?
to have a cup of tea, if you were to have a pot of tea, like an old metal pot of tea, you might put a cozy over it.
Oh, it's like put it on a table.
Yeah.
Okay.
Either a decorative thing or sometimes the metal teapots are very hot, so you wouldn't want to touch them, so you might put a cozy
Well,
over it to protect
you could
you.
just microwave it if it gets cold.
No.
Microwave the tea.
No, we don't do
I know.
that
I know.
So what, they think they're in Vegas, but they're actually in Egypt, and then we get some lore from Jetfire. The Primes basically set out to harvest Energon
Is this the
to
first mention of
provide.
Energon that I
I
missed?
don't know.
They bring that
Maybe.
up, and I'm like, okay, they're just making shit up now.
Yeah, this is where it gets unhinged, and my notes are really hard to understand. So the Primes basically set out to harvest Energon so that they could sustain life on their planet, but their one rule was, we'll never destroy a planet which has life. So they've got this big machine which will harvest the energy from the sun, but obviously with no sun, the Earth would be no more. So they said, no, we're going to leave Earth alone. But then one of them defies the rules, who is the Fallen, and he wants to kill everyone by turning on this machine. Now we've got some more lore. A new item of interest, the Matrix of Leadership.
There's an hour left. I
Yes, there
paused
is
it to look.
exactly
There's
an
an
hour left.
hour left, and I'm like, Egypt and Energon. Why do
Got
they need?
Egypt,
I don't.
Energon, a
And
machine
then
that harvests suns and the primes.
Matrix of Leadership. What the fuck corporate bullshit is this?
Yep,
Did
and
they
that is the
see that
only way
in the
to switch on the
executive s
machine.
studios? Yes. Like what? As soon as I saw that, I'm like, okay, Matrix of Leadership. What the
Yeah.
hell?
So 1 hour left of the film, we've got all this new information, but basically the remaining primes gave their lives to seal this matrix away in a tomb of their own bodies so that the machine could never be switched on Earth. So the new task or the new main quest is now find the tomb of the primes so that we can find the matrix, because only a prime can stop the Fallen. So can the energy somehow reactivate Optimus? What is this? I'm not sure what the main objective is, but there's several mini side quests that we now have to complete because we've got the idea that we might be able to get Optimus revived.
Yeah, like I said, it's like a National Treasure movie now.
Simple.
I like
Simple.
it.
Simple. So basically, we want to get to the Matrix before the Decepticons get to Sam. They get this little, what is the word? Little riddle sort of thing. When the dawn alights the dagger's tip, three kings will reveal the doorway. And Jetfire sends them on their way. He says, "That was my mission, now it's yours. Get going." And I quite like this scene where they're all just kind of traveling in Bumblebee trying to decrypt this riddle. They say that's the Gulf of Agaba is the dagger's tip, and they get Optimus to the dagger's tip. They're going to make a call, get him dropped off there. And then spend the night at the base of the pyramid trying to figure out the location of something? The door or something in Petra?
Something,
Turn. Yeah,
sure,
something. Sure. Yeah.
maybe. Who could possibly care?
Sam and Michaela talk about saying, "I love you again." And that's when he has his brainwave that the three kings are actually referring to the three stars. And it points them towards Petra, where they go looking for something. The tomb. Yes, the tomb. That's right. It's too much information at once.
Yeah,
And
there
I'm getting
is.
all of my key players all mixed up.
I don't know. I've actually lost where we're at on the screen.
We're right here. We're right here.
Okay, there you go. It was
Yeah,
just
so
like in the movie, this is where I kind of like just tuned, like,
zone out.
yeah, I'm like, where, what, where am I doing? What can I
We
eat?
haven't got too much left. We haven't got too much left.
No, but
So
like you said there, this is where it just bogs down with this shit. And I'm like, we're a goddamn hour and a half in the movie.
yeah.
Don't explain all this stuff. Do this at the beginning
Yeah,
and
so
then
much.
sprinkle stuff in, sprinkle a new character that can come in, like this Jetfire,
Yes.
and he can give you something new. Oh, we got to flip it this way. But don't have all of this bombarded, like
It is
right as
bombarded.
you're setting the table.
It's
No.
like the next 5, 10 minutes of like, okay, here's all this information. And then Sam just randomly goes, oh, well, with this new information, we could maybe try this. And it's like, yeah, maybe. And I'm like, what? Okay.
Yeah, maybe. Sure. I don't
Sure, let's do that. Okay, we haven't
know.
got anything else to do. But on their way to Egypt, Lennox comes up with this plan. This is just so funny. I think Josh Duhamel's really good at this. And they just want to get rid of Galloway, basically. So they plan this fake bailout of the plane. And some guy speaks over the intercom, and Lennox just goes, what?
Oh,
Oh my God, we have to
man.
jump out of the plane. And the guy goes, I can't jump out of a plane. I have an ulcer. And just basically, they just get rid of him.
Like it was just by himself too, like,
Yeah, they just say, I have to secure the VIPs first.
and then
See ya.
pulls the wrong one. He goes, "Not now, dumbass!"
We're still on the plane. And then that's him.
And then gets yoinked out.
Yeah, that's him done.
We see him one more time that I remember making that call.
Yes,
He
that's
makes
right.
that phone call and they hang up on him. I think that's the last time we see him, right?
Yeah. They
Okay.
probably just leave him there.
You again? They don't care. Why should I? The movie
Obama's
doesn't
in the
care.
bunker. He's there.
Yeah, go to Obama in the bunker.
Yeah. So our gang finds this doorway looking thing in Petra, which looks large enough to hide aliens. And they find the Tomb of the Primes, which B shoots at immediately. I was like, whoa, this is this amazing new discovery. And Sam's like, shoot it.
Shoot it.
And inside, they find the Matrix of Leadership. It's a great moment. And then it suddenly dissolves in Sam's hand. And it's a sad moment. I think I won't have any Megan Fox slander. I'm her biggest fan, obviously, but I think she's really good. And she looks so disappointed, so sad, and she's like defeated at this point. Sam's like holding on to hope, saying, "No, I'm gonna gather this dust in my sock, and we're here for a reason." And she's like, "Nah, it's not gonna work. Like, it's done. We
We're
need to just get out of
doomed.
here.
We're
We are
doomed.
doomed."
Yeah, he's got his magic pixie dust that this is all a test, as we'll see later. Like he's proving himself that he's
He
the actual
is.
matrix of leadership. Or the
Yeah.
actual matrix of leadership was the friends we made along the way.
Oh, I think so. Yeah. The hot girls we got along the way.
Yeah, the girls he had a kick out of. Oh, yeah, we didn't mention that the Bumblebee threw that fucking fluid on
Yeah.
Alice in the car. Like Bumblebee likes to piss and shit on things, doesn't he? He's got a little scatological fetish. And he got his own movie too.
I need to watch that.
Got great reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got great reviews. Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's like dialed it back a little
Haley
bit.
Steinfeld, I believe,
Oh, that's
is in it.
right.
Yeah.
Cute. But the Autobots and Nest arrive in the desert, and once again, they descend upon a town of innocent people. Nice move, guys. But thankfully, they have enough time to evacuate rather than in the last film where they all got obliterated by Scorponok.
Yeah, and at least here this final battle takes place at just the wonder of the world and not a heavily populated city. They're just destroying. They got to destroy something. As they said, like, Michael, we can't do it in a city again. It's becoming a big thing. People are talking about all the people that could have died. It's like, got to destroy something. We'll just have it out like in a desert. The pyramids.
What about the
Okay, but
pyramids?
what about the pyramid? We got to destroy the pyramids. Okay, no, we got to destroy one pyramid. Okay, Michael, one pyramid. And he's like, yes.
Yes, the big one, the
Get
great
in on it.
one.
Yeah, the Great Pyramid. Oh, fuck. Okay.
But this is where this English dude keeps getting random lines. And then I remembered in The Dark of the Moon or Dark Side of the Moon, whatever it's called, Rosie Huntington-Whiteley's character has a brother who dies in the army.
How do you remember that?
Because I remember that's the whole thing in the
When did you
third
last see that
film,
movie?
so long ago. But I remember what Sam's character is feeling left out. So in the second one, he's trying to be normal. In the third one, he's like, I want to be part of the action again, blah, blah, blah. And Rosie Huntington-Whiteley says some line about her brother. And she's like, do you think we'd rather have his medals or would we rather have him? He died in action in the army in America. Maybe this is her brother.
That is a theory that only you have thought about and brought up. But I bet it is
I think it
connected
could
now.
be,
Now
it
that you
could be
say it,
connected.
if it's not, then it's connected in our headcanon.
Yeah, that is in the Transformers universe. That's my theory.
That's it. R.I.P. Rosie Huntington
Rosie's brother.
Whiteley's brother.
Was she called in the film Carly? Yeah, Carly.
Again, I don't know. I don't
Maybe
remember
I.
anything about it. I just remember Stanley Tucci's in it because I love him.
Yeah, and Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah,
He's a big bad.
McDreamy. Spoiler alert.
So this is where our gang kind of split up. Simmons and Leo take Bumblebee and the twins to lead the Decepticons away, and Sam and Michaela are trying to make their way to Lennox and Co., who are like 2 miles away at this point. And poor Leo is not cut out for this lifestyle. He's crying in the car, he gets tased. And there's just, it's a funny little moment between Simmons and Leo where Simmons is like, I'm on a mission. And he keeps going, one man alone.
One man, he's doing his own thing. He's trying to be a hero. I think he's trying to die. Like he keeps saying, like, this is it, this is my moment. Make sure everybody knows.
Make sure
He
everyone
also
knows.
has a line straight from me to the movie when he says, I can't take that guy anymore. After he tases him, Leo.
Oh,
He's like, I couldn't
yes.
take that guy anymore. And I was like, yes, me too. Thank you. That was a very heroic tase to get that guy to shut up.
And this is where they begin their assault. So Megatron and Starscream land on the pyramid and command the Decepticons to begin the assault. There's 13 of them. Who are?
Hoo-ah!
Who
Yeah.
are? There's, who have we got here? Simmons and Leo are in this kind of, some sort of construction area, and all of these. So I thought this was the Decepticons coming in, but it's actually something called Constructicons, where there's one big Decepticon and he uses all of the
Like
trucks around him.
Voltron, like we talked about
Yeah.
Voltron,
And he
yeah.
makes himself into this big fuck off creature who sucks stuff up like a Hoover. It's called
Devastator?
Devastator. He's a big
Yeah.
baddie, and our twins go, mean robots suck.
Yeah.
Another great line of the film.
Yeah, just amazing. They had to get that joke in. It's so fucking funny. Let's all just laugh at these jokes.
Where do they go from there? It cuts back and forth so much. This is where the unhinged notes come
I
into
just have
play.
that Devastator to me is big ass Godric the Grafted bot.
Oh shit, yeah,
He
you're
takes it, puts it together. I was like,
right.
it's fucking Godric the Grafted. We can talk about what was the highlight of the movie to me. It was one of those fucking twins getting eaten. And the other one being like, oh, he got eaten. He got eaten. It's like, are you sad? Or are you just gonna do these stupid
That's
fucking
it.
jokes? Yeah. But then he busts out of his head. I'm like, oh, fuck you, movie. Give me something. Have somebody die. Like, you already had Optimus die. He's not gonna fucking die. He's gonna come back. Like, have somebody. You had Jazz in the first one. Have this stupid fucking robot. You like killing off the only black robots. Fucking eat this little thing.
And do you know what? I think they kill RC.
What?
I think she gets got.
Is that what I say? Because I have her as it's a little bit later as she finally talks, or one of the bots
Yes.
talks, and she instantly gets fucking hit. Because it's just
Boom.
like, oh, you're gonna have a woman robot talk? No, Michael, a woman robot has to talk. Well, she gets killed right after. Dumb bitch
Yeah.
robot.
Let's kill.
I also found out they were gonna have her in the first movie, but they thought the gender thing would be too hard to explain.
Oh, fuck me.
I told you they just need a little bow. Put a little fucking bow on her, and it's all the
She's
morons could be
pink.
like, oh, that's yes, pink. That's the female one, but I just love how she started talking. I was like, oh, they're actually just talking. And then she gets blasted. I'm like, okay,
Boom.
there you go.
So in the first film, they kill the black robot. In the second film, they kill the female robot. Great fucking job, Michael
Who
Bay.
had one line and just gets instantly murked?
It's so
I mean,
stupid.
we can kind of just go into this from the rest of the episode. It just goes into the battle. Like, we can just talk about what it is. The parents are there. I'll let that go. I will say this: these fucking robots need uniforms because I don't know who is who or what the fuck is happening.
Yeah, there's a lot because there's a lot of new Decepticons here that we don't really know, but I think they try and make it so the Decepticons are just big and all gray. The Autobots are all have some kind of color in them. They're a bit smaller.
Do they?
They're all a bit more unique. Yeah. Some.
They tend to, the screaming thing also is like, do they have a central nervous system? As they're
Yeah.
being, because this is so fucking violent compared to the first one. They are getting ripped to fucking shreds. We're getting slow-mo close-ups of like their heads being torn apart. And this is fucking brutal.
It is completely brutal. And yeah, I mean, the Decepticons spit mom and dad out right in the middle of the street. This one's called Rampage. and he kind of holds Sam up with his parents and Michaela. Thankfully, Bee comes to save the day again. Perfect timing from Bumblebee, as always. And then that's your right. That's when he rips the lion, or the big cat-shaped one. He rips the spine from its body. Jesus.
He's fucking him up.
But earlier than that, I missed that Sam and Michaela hide, and we get another classic Bay, Michael Bay shot
Oh,
round the
the round
houses.
through the holes and in and out.
Yeah. Good one, whilst all the Decepticons are looking for them. And then there's this moment where they're running. There's a lot of running. Sam and Michaela run and run and run. And Sam slides over a roof of a car. And you just know Michaela was rolling her eyes at him at this point. Like, why the fuck are you doing that?
Like,
So
dude, come on. You
unnecessary.
don't need to be any more badass. Like,
She just runs around it.
now that you mentioned that, Shia LaBeouf is running like crazy in this movie.
Yeah,
Like earlier
it's
when
insane.
Megatron and Optimus were there, he was running that time.
In
Man,
the woods, yeah.
yeah.
But this moment, this is the moment that got me a little bit. I cried a little bit.
Uh-oh.
I think Sam's dad, so they all get together. And obviously, dad is trying to take charge of this situation that he has no fucking clue what's going on. And Sam, as a frustrated son, is like, dad, you need to shut the fuck up. Listen, let me take charge.
That went on for so long that he just kept saying, "No, I through the screen, I'm yelling at the TV, like, shut the fuck up. Your kid did this the first movie. He was the fucking chosen one. Like, know your fucking role. You're the parent. You shouldn't even be in here. You shouldn't be fucking, you shouldn't be in the movie, period. But especially here, like Kevin Dunn, I love you. Kevin Dunn, shut the fuck up."
Shut up and listen to your son.
Lovingly.
Sam says to Bumblebee, can you take these three away somewhere safe? And I just was so sad when dad was like, no, we're not going. We're not leaving without you. And Sam's like, you have to let me go. You have to let me go. And
Oh,
he
yeah,
goes,
was yeah, you have to
it's
let me
just when
go. I
is you have to let me
know.
go. And mom goes, Ron, we have to let him go. Let him go. And then he says, you come back. And there's just like a crack in his voice where he goes, you
Yeah.
come back. And I was like, oh God, this is
Kevin
so
Dunn's
sad.
earning that paycheck.
He does a great job. He
He
puts on a
does.
performance and he does a great job here.
And then Michaela's out there. He's like, you have to go. She's like, I'm not fucking going. And
And
he
he's
doesn't
like,
even. Yeah, I put. Oh,
okay.
God, I almost thought I hit the button that ends everything.
Oh,
Oh
fuck.
God, I was gonna lose my shit. Yeah, there's a button on my keyboard that closes every program, and it's at
You
the
need to
bottom.
get rid of
It's at the
that.
bottom left of my keyboard. Like why is it still there? I don't know why it's still there, but I would literally put it in there. Thank God she went with him, because it was just I kind of have expected her to like be because she
To
hadn't done
bail.
she hadn't, yes, it just bailed. I'm like she hadn't really done anything.
Yeah. So these poor Jordanians arrive to help and immediately get taken out by
I have okay,
Decepticons.
so I said I saw this. The prime minister or the king or the president, whoever the fuck runs Jordan, whatever, loved the first one. And so let them use the Jordanian Air Force. And they shot in Egypt, and I guess they used them somewhere. They might have probably shot in Jordan also. So I have in there, we got Jordanians instantly shot down. LOL.
They didn't even get out of the like both of them. One gets taken out by Decepticon. One goes up towards the pyramid, gets taken out by whoever's up there. Yeah, just instant. And they make the whole point of being like, Jordanians are here, woo! And then just instantly
No
shoot.
American service member, especially special forces, has ever been, we got Jordanians, like happy. What disrespect. Have them blow up one. Have them have some moment, you know? Like they come in and they fucking light up some little pissant Decepticon. Like I'd be pissed if I was a Jordanian prime minister and I let them do all that. And they go in there and just get their asses shot down.
Immediately. You don't even see anyone's face, but the only plot point that it serves is Simmons takes one of their radios, because at this point everybody else's communications has been cut out. Simmons takes the radio and this is going to be his big moment. He follows Devastator up the side of the Great Pyramid, and they did this on the actual pyramid. Like, he climbed the actual pyramid, which is not allowed in real life. They have managed to get that shut down, which I think is quite cool.
Yeah, they mentioned that he was like John Turturro was like crying or something that
Oh, what, when he was
that he
filming it, but
got
he
to
got to
do
do
it.
it?
Yeah, that he's like, not only do I get to see it, I'm a fucking actor and I get paid to
To
do it.
climb it,
People, I'll
yeah.
tell you, these fucking that first Transformers, man, people love that shit. And again, people running the country by that time might have been fans of it like back in the 80s. And there's also a lot of money they were paid. Let's not forget that.
But he follows him up, and it turns out the pyramid is built right over the machine.
Dun dun
And
dun.
done, done, done. And now Devastator is sucking up and completely tearing this pyramid apart to get the machine out. Simmons calls in help from the air carrier and he says they need this classified railgun to take out Devastator. And he gets a stupid line, I am directly below enemy scrotum. Like, why does Devastator have robot balls?
I literally, dude, does this robot have balls? Because Michael Bay's a child and you have to have all the fucking all the
robot balls.
Smooth brain people out there to be like, haha, balls.
Yeah.
Just awful, awful.
Yeah. But this classified railgun takes out Devastator. And it's so funny because Simmons is sat on this, he's on the pyramid with this creature and is knocking bricks down, like raining hell down on the ground below him. And then the railgun takes out Devastator, but nothing hits Simmons. Like, he's safely up on the side of that. But that's his moment. That's what he serves for the plot. Sam and Michaela make it to Lennox's team, but Megatron isn't far behind them. Jetfire shows up and takes out a couple of Decepticons. And oh shit, Scorponok is back from the first film. And I've written here, he arrives and kills Jetfire, but that's not true.
Yeah.
So
Jetfire kind of takes himself out.
Yeah, eventually, yeah.
Fucking takes his heart right out.
Yeah. So Sam and Michaela group up with Lennox, and I keep saying Tyrese, I've forgotten his character's name. His funny line is, I told him to hit the orange smoke, and they're all just surrounded.
Well, the smoke just blows in. I was like, that's pretty good. Kind of rolls into him. Like, okay. Michael Bay knows how to do funny smoke. He did it in the first one,
does,
but the backfire
yeah.
kind of came up. He let mm-hmm. it sit.
Yeah. So they have to get away, basically, or they're going to be hit by their own airstrike. Michaela holds hands with Lennox and runs off. I was like, go, girl. And Sam runs straight to Optimus, but gets wiped out by Megatron. And this is Megan Fox's big scene, and she's really good in it.
She gets to act.
She acts, and she acts the hell out of that F-bomb. She goes, fucking do something
she
in
gets
slow
the
motion.
Slow motion F-bomb. That I've never heard, that your only F-bomb you're going to use is slow motion.
Yeah.
Not touche. Well done. I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
Bravo.
Bravo. There you go. I've had a lot to drink.
But yeah, this is where Sam is dead and Mom and Dad and B show back up and it's horrible. Mom and Dad are just in bits. Bumblebee does sad noises. Michaela takes him in her arms, says, I love you. Aw, finally, she says it first.
Any sadness I feel is about to be completely wiped out with where we go in the next scene.
So we go into Sam's head or
no.
like robot heaven?
We go to fucking robot heaven. Robot heaven, and not just robot heaven, prime heaven. This
yep.
is only the prime. So is this like, are they Egyptian pharaohs who again like paid their way into heaven and they only got their own, you had to have money to go in because they're the primes that get to go? Is this like a medieval version of heaven where like only the nobility gets to go to a certain place? Also, why is this fucking robot heaven look like human heaven that we imagine? Why is there
yeah.
clouds? They're
Pearly
fucking
gates.
Robots, right? Shouldn't they have like lube and everything there, like a fucking warehouse or something where that's what they get to have? This is so goddamn stupid. Also, if this movie came out today, a lot of fucking conservatives and fucking Christians would be raising hell because there's
mm-hmm.
no fucking Christianity in this. Then now it's official. Now it's this fucking robot heaven. They do it. Because this guy, I'm sorry, I'm on a little rant
heaven.
Here.
I love
this
it.
Guy gives whatever goddamn information I don't give a shit about, tells him he's the fucking leadership. Oh, it was actually, it's a way of life. It's not actually, you don't find it, you earn it.
It must be
thing.
Earned, yes.
It must be earned, blah, blah, blah. And then does he give him the gift of life and say, go back, Sam Witwicky, complete
he
your
says
quest? He's fucking dead. He's
It is crazy. He says, you can return now to Optimus, merge the Matrix with his spark, and that is your destiny.
That's it. That's all I got.
That's it.
It's
but
so...
Sam gets his big moment. He comes back. He says, I love you too, Michaela. And then he's like, move, bitch. I've got a job to do. Takes the Matrix, plunges it into Optimus' chest, who wakes up. Sam then immediately starts screaming at him, you need to get the fuck up, get the fuck up. I know you've just come back to life, Sam, but you need to get up and go. He's going to turn on the machine, which eats the sun. Optimus is waking up like, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah, he's like, yo, I just came back from the dead and I am fucked
Give
up.
me 5 minutes, please.
Well, he didn't
And
just regenerate
the
like this. Like if somebody got blown up, well,
Yes.
Sam should have been all fucking blown up. It's like Beric Dondarrion, where he's all torn up to
Yeah.
his shit because it's like, yeah, he still kind of took those missiles and that sword
Yeah.
through my chest.
But at this point, the Fallen has arrived and he is at the top of. Oh, yeah, he takes the Matrix. So I thought it was a one-time thing, the Matrix. It's going to be plunged into his chest. That's it, used up. But it's a, multi-use thing. So the Fallen comes and gets the Matrix and then vanishes up to the top of the pyramid. He's going to switch on the machine. Now he says, "Now I claim your son." And I wrote, "Your son?" Question mark. He was
Yes, your
trying to
boy.
be clever,
Now I
but.
claim the boy.
But I love this bit where the Fallen is kind of, I don't know what extra powers the Fallen has, but he's able to like pull all of the machinery and stuff towards him, pulls it up, and then there's just like this strings or violin, somebody goes zoop, and everything drops, and I was like, oh,
It's like
that's really
a
cool.
electromagnetic thing, is what I assume.
Yeah, but I really like that bit. So this is where Jetfire sacrifices himself. He offers up his parts so that Optimus Prime can
But
fly.
he doesn't even wait. He's like, take my parts, rips his fucking heart
True.
out, and
Yeah.
like instantly dies. I just would have laughed. Somebody like, oh, we actually can't use you because you're
Yeah.
old and this, and
Because you're really old.
you're
We
really old and
probably
it's
could use.
different, but you just killed yourself.
We feel obliged
So,
now.
does he also have a beard? He's got things kind
He's
of
got a little
like, is
beard.
he old? Did he grow the beard because he's old, or is this just the dumbest fucking movie?
So Optimus flies up to the pyramid, and I thought this film was going to drag out much longer, but once Optimus wakes up, it's over so fast.
It is the
Optimus
most
blows up the
abrupt
machine. Yeah.
ending. By the time Optimus is literally dead, to roll credits has to be under 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Has to be 7 or 8 minutes.
Yeah. So Optimus wakes back up. I was thinking there's going to be another big, long Optimus versus Megatron style
No,
fight. But
no.
no, he takes out the machine with one shot. Then he's like, okay, who's next? So he gets into his fight with Optimus versus the Fallen, and Megatron's now a little bitch. And we get the I rise, you fall. He takes out the Fallen, no fucking problem. Starscream straight up calls Megatron a coward.
No. He says, not to say we're cowards, but we can live to fight another day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically calls him a little bitch.
He
And
basically
they both
says,
bail.
see, I think he just calls himself a coward. He's like, not to call you a coward, but I'm a coward and I'm gonna leave.
I'm
And
gonna go.
if you leave with me, you're not a coward because I'm not calling you a coward. But we're cowards, just to be clear.
Yeah, they both bail so they can come back in Dark Side of the Moon.
Do they?
I don't
Of course they
remember.
do. Megatron has to. Like, they didn't even bother killing
Megatron is the
him,
big bad,
like in
yeah.
the first one. I don't
Yeah.
know. Maybe Starscream's been pulling the strings all along, like
Maybe.
Fast
He's
and
got them
Furious.
hatchlings to go back to
He's
anyway.
Braga. I do have Optimus has been in America too goddamn long with all these guns. Did he have all
Yeah.
these guns in the first one?
I
He
don't
was hand
know.
to hand fighting and he had the
He does
sword.
a lot of hand. The sword's pretty cool,
No, he's
yeah.
American now, all these fucking guns. When he kills
Yeah.
the Fallen, did you see what he said?
I rise, you fall.
Give me your face.
Oh, yeah.
He
Yeah.
says, give me your face, and like rips him apart. I'm like, Jesus
Jesus.
Christ.
This is your ancestor, bro.
Is this part Jetfire? Is this like Jetfire into this thing?
Yeah, it's pretty gruesome, but then just like that, it's over and they're not in Egypt anymore.
It's over.
Now they're
Megatron's
on an
alive.
aircraft
They
carrier.
leave, and I just haven't, like, one of my final notes, shit ends abruptly.
Shit ends very abruptly, and we get our outro by Optimus Prime again. He sends out another message, even though
Stop
the government
sending out
wasn't happy with
newsletters,
this. We
Optimus,
don't need
Optimus.
this.
Last time you sent out your fucking pamphlet and your newsletter, this happened. Stop it. We're good. Everyone got the first one. They all came. You killed them all, or all the Autobots came in. We don't want to accidentally send us to another fucking Decepticon. Apparently, someone bigger than the Fallen, because you always have to go bigger and badder. Bro, let it go.
And then that's the end of the film. We do get a little mini post-credit scene. Sam goes back to college, and I'm confused. I know in the beginning of the film, Lennox, the plan was to keep everything under wraps, but then it was literally broadcast on telly all
Dude,
over the world.
whatever.
Sam was broadcast as the most wanted person on Earth. You don't just go back to college.
Who cares?
And
This
then
movie's over.
Dwight Schrute is like, oh, you're coming back now, Einstein. He goes, yeah, I had some stuff to do, but I'm ready now. And then, like, does everyone know that you just, I don't know, but
Yes.
I'm asking too many questions.
No, but then that's it. And first off, I had, oh God, not Rainn Wilson again. Like I thought it was done. And I kept thinking, okay, something's gonna happen. Nothing happens. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't say anything funny. You're right. Everyone's just like, oh, is this another fucking dude? Why is he talking to this fucking dork? What is I, whatever? Whatever. They
And the
don't.
film's over.
Thank God. Thank God. That is it.
Had a great time.
All right. S tier? No.
No. The first one is S tier.
Yeah,
This one for me,
100%.
purely on nostalgia, I had a great
Yeah.
time. I enjoy it. I like the action scenes is great. I love Megan Fox and Shia LaBeouf.
That's what makes me like it less, though, is that they just didn't do anything with Megan Fox and they did
Yeah,
less with
true.
Shia LaBeouf. I feel like he's in this, like, he is all over that first movie for good reason. It's pretty much him, he's the main character. She's always there. She has something to do. She's an actual character. This just, oh man, technically, obviously great.
Yes.
This was a fun movie. This is a fun movie to get drunk and yell at and have a blast.
Yeah.
It's not, it's good God, no. It's
Great
not.
movie in the cinema. I remember seeing this in the cinema and being so fucking excited, and it was just awesome. It still holds up, what graphics?
Technical, yeah.
Yeah, I mean
CGI, all that.
the
Oh, it's
sound is
incredible.
amazing, the music's class. It
That's
looks
just
great.
incredible. It's just the dumbest fucking movie I can ever remember seeing.
Yeah, and like what we
Oh.
said earlier, the beauty of the first film was the simple story and like the kind of innocence of it all. And this just tried to be too clever and too complicated, where we could have just had, oh, Megatron's back, we need to get rid of him again. We
Yeah.
don't need to have the Fallen or Egypt or
Didn't need to. So drinking, this is A tier. It's an A-tier drinking
Yeah.
yell at the screen movie. Outside of it, no, it's terrible.
We love it.
Oh, it could be so much better. I kind of want to do the third one now, just to like
Yeah, I
yell at
do.
it, and to see and be like, "Make it's not Megan Fox." Boo, boo. I kind of want to see it. We'll try to squeeze that in. Otherwise,
Dark of the Moon.
yeah. Otherwise, we'll have to find something for it next week. But that is it. That's it. Again. Check out all of the links below. The Patreon in there. Fast and the Furious has just come out, the first one, and a bunch of other shit in there. I'd look at it. The Discord's down there. Socials are all in there. Now that I'm off for the summer, I'm going to try to put some stuff on the YouTube, some stuff I've done before, some
Yay.
newer stuff, as well as do be more active a little bit on there. But otherwise, whatever. We're going to see what happens in the summer. Special
Yeah.
guests, special episodes, doing something because, as mentioned before, you're gone for June. I'm going to be gone for like all of July into August. So there's going to be a big gap there. We will figure out what it is. But
Yeah.
until this,
I was just going to say, yeah, this time next week I'll be in Texas.
Texas, and we will do, yes, oh, for
Texas.
sure. We will do some, like maybe Instagram Live or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
When we meet up with people, when we go see the new Transformers, we'll have a live
Yeah, live
potential
reaction.
live reaction. But yeah, Lucy, where can we find you?
You'll find me at Lucy J. Robin anywhere on social media. Probably not much in the terms of live content for the next month or so, as I'm off on my travels. But you can catch up on my old Cyberpunk playthroughs, all stuff like that on my YouTube. And then I'll catch up with you live in July.
All right, you can find me on Twitch at the Fox Ride. I actually did stream today for the first time in a month.
Yeah, that was fun.
I'm getting rid of the Instagram and probably the Twitter because I locked it, so it's pretty much not going to be there. Find me best on Discord. Go in there. That's going to be the main
Yeah.
place. So that's going to be it until next time, which might be Dark of the Moon or it might be something completely different. We don't know. We'll see ya.